much of a lift did that victory over Sligo give you?
It gave me a great lift. Not the victory, obviously, but the performance. The way we kept the ball, passed the ball, the way I want to do it and the way we will do it. You could see it because the personnel was there with the patience on the ball. OEA, Tony McNamee and Barry McNamee and young Cormac Bourke had patience on the ball, brought the player to pitch and allowed our fullbacks to even have strikes on target. So that was, for me, brilliant. It was such a relief. And then to leave a pitch without getting billed was a great night for me, you know.
And, I mean, Rory Patterson coming back in, he seems to have responded well to that wee spell on the sidelines. Well,
Rory was absolutely brilliant all round on Monday night. Before the game, during the game, after the game, with the players, with the younger players, with the way he carried the armband, with the way he played, he was absolutely brilliant. I mean, he, with that performance on half a game in Bowers and the one tonight, Rory Patterson, in my estimation, is without doubt 100% the top striker in this league. He's a handful, he's a big lump. His touch is better than I ever thought. He gets up and heads it, he wins every header. And the finish in Sligo was absolutely bang on. It was a fantastic finish. And his work rate to go and defend in the front and show the energy and the desire and the work ethic was a lift to everybody right through the whole team. And it's just what you expect.
So does that make his unavailability for tomorrow night as well as possibly Patrick McElhinney's? Maybe that would be more harder to bear?
Well, I'd be hypocritical if I said that now, Eric, because obviously I've spent, you know, 6 or 7 weeks trying to get Rory to that mindset, and he has done. And in between, I've left him out of a couple of games and left him out of the squads as well. So to turn around now and cry and make it an excuse would be hypocritical. I'm not going to hide behind that. Is he a loss? On the performance against Sligo, massive loss. Patrick, on his overall performance as the season started, a huge loss as well, and his goal against Bowes. But as I say, we're not here to make excuses. We get on with what we get on with. We do the best we can, and I'm confident that the players we will pick will give a great account of themselves. And a little bit of luck and a bit of, you know, bit of backing off the supporters. And I don't mean there's great backing off the supporters, but just the ones that's a little bit of scrum. Just, you know, give the lads a little bit more of your support, and I think it'll be a good night for us.
And is the goal ratio, Roddy, an area that you're looking to improve on as you move into the second phase of fixtures?
Absolutely. However, in Sligo, we created 6 chances. And, you know, and we will create more chances than that again. So the goal ratio, obviously, because we're solid at the back, we all know that, we can keep clean sheets. However, creating chances is something that I wasn't worried about. It's just getting the right personnel to do it, and we have them now.
What about Shamrock Rovers? I mean, it was a fascinating battle up there in the first game of the season. You had a game plan which almost worked to perfection. You were just a few minutes from winning the match. How will Friday night contrast with that game?
I'll be two different planets. You know, we went up to Dublin not to lose a game, and that's easy. I mean, you've seen that with Mourinho in the Champions League. It's the easiest thing in the world to do as a coach. We went up to them not to lose the game, and we didn't lose the game. We could have won it. If we'd have won it, would it have been a fair result on the way we played? It would have been probably a disaster for Irish football, because if everyone's to go and play that, you'd empty all the stadiums. So you asked me, would we go and do it the same way in the Brandywell? If we did, regardless of the outcome, I'd expect everyone to boo me out of the ground, to be honest with you.
Do you think they'll come with a fairly open approach?
Well, they do. They knock the ball long, so that is open. They play with 2 strikers. They'll fancy their chance. They all believe that we're going through a bad spell. But one thing they will identify, we don't concede a lot of goals. So they have to balance off how much they're going to come at us and how much they disrespect us going forward. And it'll be interesting, but I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it.